You're listening to the Profit Lovers podcast, where profit is not a dirty word. I'm Melanie Miller. Consider this your business safe space, where we take a BS-free approach to building a profitable business, one that's also livable, it fits into your lifestyle, and it's lovable. You actually enjoy it. Well, most days anyway. Let's get into today's episode. Can I kick off today's episode by saying a huge big thank you for all of the lovely reviews you guys have been leaving me over on iTunes. I am sincerely so grateful. Podcasting is another activity that I feel is kind of like yelling into a void and hoping that the message and the content hits, because obviously it's not a two-way conversation. So a really big thanks to Jess and Emily and Nat B, Natalie Lamo, Kylie, Prue, and anyone else who's left a lovely review since I started recording this podcast. If you're enjoying the Profit Lovers podcast, please do leave a review. I think you might be surprised just how much it means to a virgin podcaster. Well, I guess I'm officially not a virgin anymore, am I? Let's get into today's topic. Serious question for you. If I could magically make your business a huge success overnight, would you A, send me flowers and a bottle of my favorite bubbly, which is, I'm going to screw up the pronunciation of this, Verve, or B, freak out and wish that I hadn't given you overnight success? I've spoken to so many women over the past 11 years, and more often than not, what they're looking for is quick success. They'll often tell me that they need to turn their business around fast, like right now, Melanie. They need success immediately, and I get that. There have been times in my business where I was beyond frustrated and exhausted, and I felt like nothing was working. Now, remember, I came from a general management background, so I knew business. But online offers and online courses, well, that was all a completely foreign concept to me. I had to learn everything from automated sales funnels, sales page writing, pricing digital content, setting up email marketing automations, digesting Google Analytics data. The list is long, and I almost chucked it in many, many, many times. If you've been following me for a while, you will know about the infamous crying cupboard. Yes, it is exactly what it sounds like, a cupboard that I used to sit in to sob. It was in my old home, and it was a big walk-in like linen cupboard, and it had the most plush carpet, you know, kind of carpet that no one ever walks on, so it just stays really lovely and squishy. And when you close the door, it was almost pitch black in that cupboard, perfect for laying down to have a good old weep. I used it so much that my very little office assistant would follow me in and snuggle into his corner of the crying cupboard. He knew the drill. Business for me is much easier today. It's so much easier. I know what I know, and it's more than enough to conquer the online space. But back then, I wanted what everyone else seemed to have: overnight success. Of course, the reality is very few were actually successful. That was just my perception of them. They did seem to have very fast success though, and they hadn't been in the online space for long at all. Experience now tells me that unless you personally see someone's profit and loss reports, their balance sheet, and their tax return, you should assume nothing. Big sales don't always equate to fat profits. Professional photo shoots and international travel to gold ticket masterminds don't always equate to financial success. Now that I know better, I want to share some learnings that will inspire you to embrace small, consistent changes instead of praying for a rapid result. Let's talk about knowing or not knowing what made you successful. When you slowly and consciously grow a business, you know what you put in place to achieve those results. One of the many downsides to rapid growth is not knowing what made you successful in the first place. What was the catalyst, and how do you replicate it again and again so you can continue to grow profits? Many business owners come to me because they were successful when they first launched, but they were unable to replicate that success. What's the point of creating an amazing business if it's going to be a flash in a pan, a shooting star that combusts quickly, or a rainbow that soon disappears? You know, there's that Tennyson quote, "It's better to have loved and lost than never have loved at all." For one, I disagree. I would prefer not to know the deep heart-splitting pain of losing love. But I also really don't want to experience a business that I loved and then I lost either. I would prefer to never have the success in the first place if I had no idea how to keep it or how to create it again. Give me a business that I love and I get to keep until the day that I choose to retire or I die. That's my goal. As you're growing your business, you can be doing things that will help you identify what is working and what isn't so you can replicate your success. You can make conscious, proactive decisions and keep hold of your business long term. Next up is not having the team or systems to support you. Guess what happens when people do get super fast overnight success? They get burned out. They get overwhelmed. Their attention goes in a million different directions. And ultimately, the business fails. As your business scales, you're going to need a support crew around you. Your support crew are not necessarily employees. They could be contractors. They could be mastermind buddies. They could even be home help with childcare or cooking and cleaning. Your attention can't be on everything at once. Having a support crew gives you peace of mind that you don't need to be juggling all the balls yourself. Imagine you have an online store selling body scrub. You make okay money, but you need a full-time salary to make this a viable option. One day a celebrity promotes your body scrub and overnight you have hit the jackpot. Your inbox is going crazy. You have orders coming out of your ears and business feels exciting. Here's the catch. To fulfill those orders, you need to drop marketing from your to-do list. Ads that you've been running because who needs more sales right now? Bookkeeping, email list building, and probably a whole lot more. Now you're going to spend your days making product, filling and shipping orders, and dealing with customer service issues like missing packages. The rush dies down, orders start to slow, and you're actually a little relieved because you're exhausted. You didn't have a team in place to keep your bookkeeping up to date, to deal with an overflowing inbox, or to ship the products out. You also possibly didn't have systems set up like an abandoned cart sequence that captures those people who didn't complete going through your shopping cart. Cart recovery emails can bring in as much as 30% of those lost sales. Massive lost opportunity there. You also didn't have your Facebook pixel set up, so you can't retarget people who visited your site and advertise to them again. Your email marketing list wasn't set up correctly, so now you have no idea how to re-engage all of those buyers. Of course, you're cashed up right now, so you'll be able to invest in someone to do all of those things for you that I just mentioned, right? Maybe, but maybe not, because here's the next hurdle in overnight success. Not having an understanding of cash flow or having any way to manage your cash flow. Your overnight success hits and your bank account is bussin'. Where are you going to spend all of that lovely cash? What you're likely to do is invest in a heap more inventory and packaging because by this point, you're probably quite low, if not sold out completely, and you think you're going to need it. But cool your jets, lady. You didn't set up any kind of system to resell to those buyers. You haven't been marketing because your focus was on packing orders, and you stopped your ads because you were running low on stock. You have missed opportunities everywhere. Now you've tied up a massive chunk of your cash flow into more stock, and you can't afford to build in the systems until you get that stock moving again. But stock won't start moving because you don't have the marketing systems in place to continue to grow. Now, if stock isn't something that you need to think about in your business, maybe you have an online offer of some sort, for example, you might be thinking that none of this relates to your business. But stick with me. This is where online experts, course creators, etc., invest in big mastermind groups, expensive coaches, new websites, and pricey photo shoots. Cash flow is gone. You can't recreate that initial buzz, a flurry of visitors to your offer, and now you're stuck. The mastermind didn't pay off. The coach wasn't who you really needed. The new website looks amazing, but you're not getting any traffic to it. And the photo shoot has given you hundreds of new Instagram images, but not a lot else. If you take nothing else away with you today, please take this. Learn how to manage cash flow when there isn't much. Most business owners will wait until they're making lots of money and it's become a huge worry for them before they learn how to manage it. By that stage, the risk is so much higher because your expenses have grown so much and you're likely reliant on the business to pay you to keep a roof over your head and food on the table. Learn the basics when you're small so your knowledge can grow with you. If you don't know how to manage 50K a year, then you sure as shite won't be able to manage 500K per year. While we're still talking cash flow, overnight success and a rapid influx of money with no cash management skills means you're also highly unlikely to be prepared for the tax implications. If you're totally confused about what taxes you have to pay and when you have to pay them, you're not alone. Let's add that on top of everything else that comes with a huge overnight success of a business, and you're heading deep into fat tax bill land. Here's the most common scenario that I see. Overnight success hits, leaving a big juicy bank account. The business owner gets very excited about up-leveling and starts spending on all of these goodies and fun that I mentioned earlier. Fancy photo shoots, pricey masterminds, all that good stuff. On top of that, they start personally taking money from their business without any real plan. They also don't understand what is tax deductible and what isn't. So they spend money on non-tax deductible expenses, thinking that the business is paying for them. There isn't really a problem with any of that. Your accountant will take out all of the non-tax deductible stuff and will allocate that to your personal income from the business. The problem is, if you haven't also been saving for taxes, then you're going to get hit with a big bill and you're going to have to empty your account to cover the bill, and then you're kind of back to where you started. That big overnight success that you had isn't quite as exciting anymore. If you don't have the money in your business bank account to cover this tax bill, well, you're going to have to pay that bill off. And here is where it gets really tough. You're going to have to pay off an existing bill and then put money aside for your next tax obligation. If you scale your business with a plan, you're going to avoid landing in tax bill hell. You'll be understanding how to estimate your taxes and what you need to be putting aside each week or each month. The mechanism at 50K per year is not too dissimilar to what you'll be doing at 500K per year. Of course, you'll likely have a bookkeeper, or by then you certainly should, and your accountant will be figuring out the most tax-effective strategies for you, but it's still up to you to make sure you're on top of the numbers. It's up to you to be transferring money aside to cover your taxes. It is your business and your responsibility. I'm sure all my tax talk has your stomach churning, and I don't want anyone to hurl their cookies while consuming my content. So let's move on to the next hurdle our overnight success gurus are likely to crash into. When you hit fast success, your potential to self-destruct is huge. If lack of systems, tax planning, or exhaustion don't get you, your own self-sabotage might. Getting everything you thought you ever wanted can bring up a lot of those self-limiting beliefs or self-sabotaging behaviors. To avoid being your business's own worst enemy, focus on up-leveling instead of overnight success. I am not someone who was taught to dream big, so overnight success would freak the fudge out of me. Instead, I am a conscious up-leveler. Focus on making small, consistent improvements month after month, so you're always creating your own new normal. It's much easier to create a new normal of 10K per month instead of 8K per month than it is to give yourself financial whiplash by jumping from 8K a month to say 50K a month overnight. Let me pull out one of my all-time most interesting stats. I find this fascinating. 70% of lotto winners are broke within 5 years. Why? Because they went from nothing to a lot very quickly, and it was overwhelming. They stopped watching their pennies. They splash out on lavish properties that require a lot of money to maintain. They give generously or loan to family and friends, and they have no idea how to use their wealth, that initial windfall, to make more money. Overnight success is a lot like a lotto win. You think you've hit the jackpot, but it's likely you'll end up back in the same position in no time at all. Here is a really sad fact about lotto wins. 1/3 of winners will end up in a worse position than they were before they won. They will end up declaring bankruptcy, with many saying that they wish that they had never won in the first place. I know we all like to think that hitting the jackpot would set us up for life, that we would be the smart ones and we would know how to hang on to our wealth. But even the smartest cookies can get caught out if they don't know how to manage their coins. Finally, let's all agree that what looks like an overnight success from the outside might actually be years and years of hard work behind the scenes. Those that hit the business jackpot maybe just weren't in your line of sight, or maybe people just didn't take notice of them until they were a huge success. I have no doubt that there are more than just a few of those types of businesses around. Grow your business step by step, scale up month by month, and focus on longevity and sustainability. That is where true business success and profit lies. If you want to test out the Scale Up Calculator, it is going live on the site, hopefully before this podcast goes live, or I'm sending you to a dead link. Head on over to theprofitlovers.com/scale. And you're going to find a scale up calculator that allows you to put in what your current numbers look like and see what a 5, 10, 15, 20, 30% growth is going to look like for your business. So go download your scale up calculator and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Hey, Profit Lover, if you enjoyed today's episode, please do leave a review so other women just like you can find the Profit Lovers podcast. And I'd love it if you subscribed so you never miss an episode. And finally, always remember that profit isn't a dirty word.